Friendship is often built on a series of shared experiences. Growing up in the same neighborhood, going to the same school, and in the case of Joyce Maynard, loving the same music.
The Fabulous Thunderbirds, a great blues band with one of the best harmonica players anywhere, were playing near where I live, and I was given a couple of passes to their show. I was just wondering what friend I should invite to come with me, when who should I run into but the man my sons call One-Armed Frank. Frank's 85, and ever since an accident he had operating a crane back in 1934, he's been living life without his right arm, which hasn't seemed to slow him down much. He was an amateur boxer at one point, and a tap dancer, although after his accident he earned his living mostly as a foundry worker. When his wife died 15 years ago, Frank decided to embark on a new career as a harmonica player. At the age of 70, he enrolled in a music class at the college here in our town, bought himself a chromatic mouth harp, and began working on his chops. I got to know Frank 5 years ago when my son Willie, who was 6 at the time, announced he wanted to learn to play the harmonica. So I struck a deal with Frank. I'd bake him an apple pie every week if he'd give Willie harmonica lessons Monday afternoons. Willie lost interest in the harmonica early on with the complaint that Frank tended to talk more than he listened and sang too many old blues numbers, but Frank continued to come over to our house on Mondays anyway. I'd roll out pie dough and sprinkle cinnamon sugar on the apples while he sat at my kitchen counter playing harmonica tunes, the theme from Dr. Zhivago being one of his favorites. He had also written a song about his wife that he sang every time he came over. It's called Lovin' Woman, and the gist of this song is that she was one and that he loved her a lot. Her death, he used to say, was the worst thing that ever happened to him. Worse than losing your arm, I asked him one time. I had two of those, he said, but only one wife. Now, the truth is, I might have preferred attending the Fabulous Thunderbirds concert with someone a little younger, 30 or 40 years younger, say. But at the same time, I knew that there was probably nobody in my town, nobody within a 50-mile radius, most likely, who would appreciate the harmonica playing of Kim Wilson more than One-Armed Frank would. Seeing him, I also thought about my own father, dead 13 years now, and of how I wished I'd taken him out some Friday night to go hear a concert. His choice of music ran more to Mozart horn concertos than Put On Your Red Dress, Mama. But his capacity to be demanding and occasionally ornery was somewhat akin to Frank's. So when I bumped into Frank on the street, I hesitated just a minute or two before asking him if he'd like to come with me to hear the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Would I, he said. Little lady, just tell me when. That night, when I stopped by Frank's house to pick him up, he was all set, with his coat and beret on, and a jaunty ascot around his neck, and his harmonica case over his shoulder. This is my lucky day, he told me. The concert turned out to be a longer drive than I'd bargained for. To pass the time, Frank played me Lovin' Woman, as usual, and Laura's theme. But mostly, he regaled me with the story of his life. By the time we got to the parking lot outside the club where the Thunderbirds were performing, he was only up to around age 40, and I doubt I'd gotten a word in edgewise. Frank got himself out of my car before I had a chance to help him, and strode single-mindedly toward the club, with his harmonica case over his shoulder, never looking back in my direction to see if I was keeping up. When we got into the club, the opening act was still playing, and the room was filled with fans whose average age looked to be around 25 or 30. Like a boxer stepping into the ring, Frank handed me his coat and his case full of harmonicas. Now he was tearing up the dance floor so wildly that the crowd around us moved back to give him room. Several people approached me to ask who Frank was, and one young woman gave him a kiss. Frank was still dancing when the Thunderbirds took to the stage. And then, in the middle of their first song, the lead singer, Kim Wilson, took out his harmonica and began to play some of the most soulful blues harp I'd ever heard. Hearing that harmonica, Frank suddenly froze in his tracks like a man shot with high-voltage electricity. Never shifting his gaze from the stage, he stuck out his one arm and said to me, "I need my harp." Without discussion, I unfastened his case and handed him a harmonica. Then, instrument in hand, Frank moved through the crowd until he was standing directly in front of the stage, just below the spot where Kim Wilson was playing. He raised his harp to his lips and began to play along. For the next 2 hours, Frank warbled along with the Fabulous Thunderbirds on his G harmonica, and nobody appeared to mind. Up on the stage, the Thunderbirds seemed to take it in stride to have an 85-year-old one-armed man in a beret jamming along with them, not necessarily in the same key. So I just stood back, holding Frank's harmonica case, enjoying the music and the thought that it had probably been a long time since Frank had spent a better night. Watching him, I remembered a time my father, well into his 70s and only slightly drunk, held a group of my friends utterly transfixed at my wedding, telling the slightly exaggerated story of his days as a rodeo cowboy. As happened so often in my life with him, I felt a mixture of deep pride along with a shudder of embarrassment. If I were Frank's daughter, that's probably what I would have felt in the club that night. It was well past midnight when the show ended, and we set out on the road again for the long drive home. It was cold, and the wind howled. "That was a fine night," he said. "You know," I told him, "a lot of people your age would just stay home on a night like this and watch TV." "We're a short time here," Frank said, "and a long time gone." Then he took out his harp again and played me some blues.
Joyce Maynard publishes the Domestic Affairs Newsletter, a collection of true family tales. It comes to us with help from member station KQED in San Francisco.